Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy, expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. I have a very fun treat for you today. Do you suspect you're dating the wrong guy? Do you fear he'll leave you or criticize you if you fully express yourself? Do you want to break it off but feel too guilty? Do you want to approach relationships from a more empowered, self-confident approach but are unsure how? What if your life were a movie? What if you could write the scenes, surround yourself with the supporting players, set the stage, and edit your life movie in a way that inspired you? What if you became the star in your own life story? Our guest today is author, speaker, and coach, Amy Beth O'Brien. She's written an inspirational and playful book that can help you move forward in your life. It's titled Stuck with Mr. Wrong, 10 Steps to Starring in Your Own Life Story. In this book, she shares a unique 10-step process for becoming more empowered in your life and relationships by using a fun movie-making analogy. She helps women claim their status as star of their own life story so they can attract healthier, happier relationships. Let's welcome our honored guest, author Amy O'Brien, to Opening to Ecstasy. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Lynette.
It's great to have you here. I've been having fun with your book.
Oh, I'm glad. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
So I'm really excited to have you here, and I've got quite a few questions, so I'd like to dive right in.
Sure, go for it.
I want to start with a little background. And what led you to writing Stuck with Mr. Wrong, 10 Steps to Starring in Your Own Life Story?
Oh, well, you know, last year I wanted to write a book. I learned a rather unique strategy for freeing myself from a relationship with someone who wasn't right for me. And I want to share it with other women because it seems to be just such a common thing that a lot of people end up in relationships where they feel too guilty to move on, or they're lacking the courage to move on, or sometimes it isn't even that he's wrong for us, it's that we're not doing enough for ourselves. And so I've been divorced for 10 years. I had another relationship after that, and it wasn't until something clicked in me and I started looking at my life in a different way that I was able to really kind of honor myself and attract healthier relationships in the process. So I wanted to share what I learned with other people, and that's really why I wrote the book.
So you mentioned this Mr. Wrong. Can you say a little more about what you mean by Mr. Wrong?
Sure. I mean, Mr. Wrong, we all define him a little bit differently. Mr. Wrong might be the friend's husband or boyfriend who you know he's not right for her. Mr. Wrong might be the relationship we have some regrets over and, you know, kind of go, what on earth were we thinking? But I kind of use that term a little bit loosely because where there are men who are clearly really wrong for us, I've come to the conclusion that in a lot of ways there is no such thing, because maybe he wasn't meant to be forever, but what we take away from that relationship is the more important thing. You know, how we grow as human beings in the process, and the things that we learn as a result of being with that person. I think when we are finally beyond that place of hurt and upset, And we could kind of look back on it and say, you know what, I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for that relationship. And we can't really look at him as completely a Mr. Wrong. You know
what I mean? yes, I really do. One thing that I've been wondering about myself, I have a relationship that had just ended 2 months ago, and it wasn't my choice. It was my partner actually left me for another woman, and I had been feeling for the last 6 months of our relationship that I needed to end it, and yet I was really, I loved him and was still underneath it all, even in him. But we didn't fit together in a whole lot of ways, and I kept wanting, you know, deeper connection, and it just wasn't working out. At the very end of the relationship, I came to this conclusion that I could draw something different out of him by making by changing my approach. And I had just started that, and it was working, I thought, really perfectly and beautifully. And I had this idea that it didn't, you know, as long as it was a good person, it didn't, all these details didn't really matter so much, such that no one was going to be, you know, perfect, that there was no Mr. Right. And that was the philosophy that I kind of took on. It blew up in my face because I fell more in love with him, and then he chose the path that he chose, which I'm sure will ultimately end up being for the right, you know, for the good, and I'll look back and be grateful for what I've learned. But I was curious, like, how would you tell if someone, you know, if you should get out of a relationship, if you're like, you know, stuck with Mr. Wrong, or if it's something that, you know, you can work through and deepen your love?
Okay. Well, you know what, I think it's different for everybody, and everyone's situation is so unique that it's hard to have like a one final true answer to that question. But I think that there are, I mean, you're telling me you had some feelings that maybe you should end it. So what was it, what were those feelings? What made you feel that way in the first place?
I'm laughing because it's a little embarrassing, but I'm very passionate.
Yeah.
And he's not nearly as passionate as I am. And I wanted a lot more sex, you know, but I wanted it with him. And so that was a conflict in the relationship, that, you know, I wanted to be deepening that part of our relationship, and, you know, just having, you know, more fun, more time in nature, and more of a, I wanted him to know himself a little more and share, you know, more deeply what was actually happening inside of him. He tends to kind of disconnect emotionally. So I was wanting more, which was giving him the message that I wasn't happy with him, which made him feel unhappy in the relationship.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. I actually know that one well. you're not alone in that.
Oh, no, I've just announced on the radio that I...
Well, you know, you're ready to date again if there's men listening. They'll be really happy to know that you have that perspective. you know what? I think this is completely natural. You know, you invested a lot of time in a person and you really care about them, but there is some clear signals to you that it's not right for you. Our first instinct isn't to just jump ship, and I think that's a good thing. Otherwise, we would never have any commitment to anybody. So it sounds like you did your best. You know, you did your best to connect with him in that way. You know, I remember when I was married, I've always been a future-focused person, and we were living in a tiny little two-bedroom house, and it was great. You know, we had a great little house, but, you know, I knew that this was going to be like a starter home for us. And so I used to talk about either wanting to add on to it or move into something larger, and he took that to mean I wasn't happy where I was. And it sounds like kind of the same thing. And so, you know, communication is the lifeblood of a relationship. It really is. And, you know, we do our best. And I think that you just have to look at it that way. And, you know, one of the things that I talk about in my book is really looking at the things that you have control over versus the things that you don't. Something that will drive us absolutely crazy is when we start focusing on the things we don't have control over. Because you can't do anything about it. You know, if you're with someone, you know, you try to compromise. You know, maybe you want to have sex, you know, one every night, and he wants it, you know, twice a week. You know, if you can come up with some happy medium, great. But that, if that never happens, what are you supposed to do? Walk around for the rest of your life going, well, at least I have it once a week. I mean, it's, it doesn't really work out that way. But anyway, I'm starting to ramble. So what
we're getting back. No, I get it, and you're right. And I do see that I was going too far in my compromise. You know, yeah. That I have that in my nature to, you know, want to bend too far. And then I end up snapping back with being unhappy. So
yeah.
I do think, in a sense, I was with, quote unquote, Mr. Wrong, but he's a really dear person that I will always love. And he's a really good man. It's just
Well, Mr. Wrong doesn't have to mean he's a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be, you know, I had a really nice time with him. And you know what? My relationship just kind of ran its course. And, you know, maybe it was just time to move on. And, you know, the thing that stinks, I think, for you is that you weren't the one who got to decide that. And I don't know if you're feeling maybe a little rejected. I mean, I had the same experience, and a similar experience to you. I read somewhere that when women go through a breakup, they cry, men replace. It's like, I know that maybe it's a stereotype, but it seems like that happens a lot. I hear of that a lot, where men kind of move into a new relationship rather quickly as a way to move on. But that's the part that's hard, is when you're not the one that makes the decision.
Well, you know, I also just miss him, and I understand that, and I'm learning a lot from this experience, and I'm learning a lot from talking with you. And right now, it's time for us to take a quick break.
Okay.
You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, Amy will give some advice for women who feel trapped with Mr. Wrong. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Is today a good day to apply for a job or to ask for that promotion? Well, the Good Timing Guide uses astrology to identify the best times for many daily work activities. It provides easy-to-read color codes for daily access. Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2011 Good Timing Guide and or her newsletters. Now through April 5th, save up to 20% by pre-ordering next year's guide. Have the wind at your back with our best deal all year. To save today, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, pre-order savings for your 2011 Good Timing Guide and or newsletters are only good through April 5th. So act now. Visit askmadeline.com or 877-524-8300.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments. My email is Lynette, L-Y-N-N-E-T, at openingtoecstasy.com. Hardly anyone knows how to spell ecstasy right, so you might have to look it up. I would love to hear from you, and I don't mean that to be insulting when I say no one can spell ecstasy. When I got that address, I didn't know that that was the case, and I've challenged people, and so far nobody's gotten it right. My guest today is acclaimed life and business coach, Amy Beth O'Brien. Our topic, star in your life and in your relationship. Before we continue, could you let our listeners know how to contact you, Amy?
Sure. They can go to my website, which is amybethobrien.com. That's Amy with a Y, O'Brien with an E-N. So amybethobrien.com. They can email me at amy@amybethobrien.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. So what advice do you have for women who feel trapped in a relationship that's not going well? I guess you wouldn't feel trapped if it was going well.
I'm trapped in a fantastic relationship. What do I do? Okay, you know, again, this is, relationships are so complicated. And, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me that question, and I'm so tempted to say, just get up and leave. You know, I mean, I wish it was that easy, but of course there's so many emotions involved in finances and friendships, so there's so many things. And that's why I wanted to put what I learned in this book. My process is a little bit unique in that one of the ways that I freed myself from a relationship that I felt trapped in, I was literally standing in Target one day, and, you know, I was living with a man who, it was kind of like death by a thousand paper cuts, I like to call it, because he annoyed me. And, you know, he was a really good friend of mine for a couple of years, and it kind of threw me. I kind of slowly realized that I was being emotionally manipulated. And, you know, I also realized, you know, this is the relationship I had after my marriage. And I realized when I was married to my ex-husband, I lost my voice. I stayed with him for about 2.5 years, longer than I would have probably if I didn't have small children. And in that time, the way that I learned to keep the peace was to just not speak up. And I realized that I took that into this second relationship. And I'm standing in Target one day, looking at the tabloids as I'm putting my items up on the belt, and I asked myself, what if my life were a movie? If an audience were watching me right now, would they be inspired by me, or would they be completely frustrated? And when I looked at my life, it was like I was standing, like I was sitting in an audience watching my life unfold, and I realized, oh my gosh, I am a frustrating character. And so I made the decision right then and there. From now on, the only way I'm ever going to change the circumstance is when I look inside of me and start asserting myself and honoring what I like and what I don't like and who I am and what I need. You know, he used to say things to me like, you're never going to settle down. And he'd say it to me whenever I expressed an interest, like I wanted to start my own coaching business. He wanted me to stay in my state job, my safe, secure state job. And he would, you know, I finally realized this is crazy. There's a reason why I have these dreams in me. There's a reason why my stomach is upset when I'm around him. And you know what? I'm going to take a risk. And from now on, when he says something to me that doesn't feel right, I'm going to speak up. And from now on, when he, you know, says something to my children that I don't like, I'm going to speak up. And if I want to go see my friends, I'm going to go. And so I started to just kind of develop the strategy, and it worked. I started to become the star in my own life. I stopped playing best supporting actress to him or extra. I love that term, like when you feel like you almost don't matter, you're just background to other people. And when I did that, I finally got up the courage to say, you know what, this isn't working for me. I moved out. I found a great place to live. I applied it to other areas of my life as well. I left the job that was not fulfilling. I found a better job that's more lucrative. It pays me well. It allowed me to work from home. And I attracted better relationships. I used to, you know, kind of hide out. I am a passionate knitter. I love to knit, and of course I love to write as well. I used to be embarrassed by that. I do it in private. I started doing it out in the open. And, you know, it's funny, when you start really being yourself.
Open knitting.
Isn't that funny? You know why? Because I learned to knit from my 85-year-old aunt when I was 9 years old. So, you know, everyone used to kind of poke fun at me because I was the only one in my family that had this thing that I used to like to do. And the only other people doing it back then were old ladies. So I developed this little sense
of humor. My 11-year-old son is in a charter school, and his favorite curriculum in school is knitting.
Your son?
Yeah. And he's 11.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I've actually met a couple of boys that knit. I think it's fantastic. It became kind of trendy. So
you became an open knitter.
He kind of came out of the closet as a knitter.
Yeah. Fantastic.
But, you know, this is the thing. I think a lot of us as women, and I'm sure it's true for some men too, we learn to hide. We learn to be quiet. We want to keep the peace. We want everybody to be happy. We're nurturers. And I think we take that a little bit too far, and we start to become a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit of martyr in us, and, you know, we suppress our true feelings. And I found that when I finally just got really bold and I started to be that inspirational character in my own life, I attracted things that I really wanted in my life. And so that, you know, through my book, I bring women through a 10-step process to hopefully get to that point.
Yeah, I love the way you said being an inspirational character in your own life. I love that. I've in the past made a few decisions that way, and after reading your book, I thought I'm going to think about that more often. You know, I've thought sometimes before I made a decision, I thought, okay, if I'm 80 years old, looking back on my life as a story, you know, what choice would I make in this moment? But I hadn't thought of it as my life unfolding, you know, as a movie until I'd had actually, before I read your book, I saw your quiz that's on your site. It's a lovely quiz on to assess your star.
Assess your star power.
Star power. That's what it is. Okay, I couldn't remember exactly. I took that. I really enjoyed it. And in that quiz, you talk about you get to be rated as the star, antagonist, supporting actress in your relationship. Could you just say a little bit about each of those roles?
Sure. I use the best supporting actress analogy as the person who is constantly deferring to the other person. So, you know, in a relationship, you know, you're living with a boyfriend or a husband, you're always considering first his opinion. One of the questions that I ask in there is, you know, it's Friday night, he wants to take you out to dinner. He asks you what you're in the mood for. How do you answer that question? A star is going to tell him what she wants because that's what he's asking. He wants to take you where you want to go because he wants to make you happy. A best supporting actress is going to say, I don't know, where do you want to go? Because she's so afraid that she's going to pick something that he doesn't like and he's not going to have a good time. An extra is going to be surprised that he asked because he never does because they're in that kind of a relationship where she's ignored. And I know a lot of women in that situation. And then the antagonist is the one that isn't going to answer him, and she's going to make him wait to the last minute and, you know, kind of give him an ambivalent response. Maybe I'll go, maybe I won't. So that's kind of how I would describe it.
I love that quiz. It was really fun. I really encourage anyone listening to go to your site and take that test. I enjoyed it, and I just love your responses and the way you categorize things. Not only are you a beautiful writer, but you know, your wittiness and your compassion really come through.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, I had fun taking that. And I wasn't completely the star in every question, but I could see that when you are the star, it would help you determine if you're you know, with someone who's right for you, because some people, you know, would fit with an antagonist and some would want you to be a supporting actress or an extra. You would want to be with the man who would want you to be the star.
Exactly. That is the whole, my whole point. You want to be with somebody who lets you be yourself and loves you as yourself. That's, I mean, I finally came to that realization. You know, I've had boyfriends, whoever, that seem to always be taking from me. You know, it was the what's in it for me person. And then I finally met someone who would ask me, how much, you know, how much more can I do for you? What do you need? And he lets me be a star. I love that. You know, when you can be completely yourself around someone and they love you that way, when you're lying around in sweatpants and they think that you're the sexiest thing on the planet, I mean, that's when you know you're with a good guy.
That would be a nice sign to look for.
Yeah. Oh, please, I have these ratty pajamas. I mean, I would never, like, go to the door in these things. And, you know, Tom, the man that I see, he's like, oh, I love it when you wear those. Like, you, okay.
I haven't heard that yet. I think it's only my dog that loves me that way.
Well, you know.
So I guess I haven't been being the star of my life in the area of relationships, because that's not what I've attracted yet.
Well, I think it's a special man that would actually really like that. So if you don't have that quite like that, that's okay. But it is a nice thing.
So you mentioned a lot in your book about intuition.
Uh-huh.
Oh, actually, we only have a few minutes. I wanted to ask you a little more about that. So we'll have to talk about that when we come back. All right. I really love what you're sharing, Amy. I really appreciate you so much. And I encourage anyone to go to your site. Could you give your information one more time quickly before we go to break?
Sure. AmyBethOBrien.com. A-M-Y. O'Brien is with an E-N. So AmyBethOBrien.com. The Assess Your Star Power is a on-demand video assessment. So go ahead to the homepage. You'll see it there. And I also offer a free downloadable chapter to my book. That's also right on the homepage.
Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful. I was just playing around with your site, and it's great. Easy to use, too.
Thank you.
I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Radio for Your Body and Soul. When we return, Amy will give you the 10 steps to starring in your own life story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Transformation Talk Radio on stereo.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Today I have Amy O'Brien, author of Stuck with Mr. Wrong, 10 Steps to Starring in Your Own Life Story. So, Amy, you mention in your book a lot about, or go into, about intuition and self-esteem. And I was wondering if you could speak about that on the show. I really loved your views on how that can help us get unstuck. How having high self-esteem can help you get unstuck.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, they're under the impression that intuition is something that special people have, that it's a gift. And, you know, what I've learned about that is it really isn't. It's something that we all have. The problem that we have with intuition is that we don't always believe it. We don't always listen to it, or we don't want to believe it. And there's a lot of reasons why. Sometimes our intuition tells us things we don't want to hear. And it's particularly true in a relationship because there's a lot of security that comes from being in a relationship, even one that's not working out. I remember when I was married, I mean, I could list all of the things. I really loved my husband, and like you, I think he's a wonderful person. But there were a lot of things going on there that were really, really not right. And everything in my instincts told me that, but I didn't want to hear it. So my body told me. And so, you know, there's three different ways that your intuition is going to talk to you. One of the ways is through your body. For me, it's my stomach. And I'm sure you know in your line of work that, you know, your biography is your biology, as they say. And, you know, things kind of land in your body when you don't express them. For me, it definitely happens in my stomach. And I can tell when I'm in a situation that isn't right because it starts acting up. You know, very gurgly, upset stomach. So for me, it's definitely there. I have a very close friend of mine who's been trapped in a bad relationship for 6 years. She's been trying for 6 years to make it work, and she recently had a doctor tell her that he wanted to send her away for 5 weeks for anorexia. He sent her to a psychiatrist who said to her, no, you don't have anorexia. You have such anxiety from this relationship that it's totally messing with your intestines and stomach. So, you know, everything in her body, in her mind, is telling her, this isn't good for me, I need to leave. But it's really difficult for her to honor that because she has so many people around her telling her not to. Another way that our intuition speaks to us is through a voice. For me, you know, I don't mean like schizophrenic people are, you know, hearing voices kind of voice, but it literally can be a voice. You know, toward the end of my relationship with my ex-husband, you know, it had been several years that I kept trying to make it work and trying to make it work, and I kept hearing a voice say, run, run. And I knew what it meant. It meant it's time to end this. And when I finally spoke the words, it was like incredible relief. It was, you know, I was liberated. He was liberated from both of us just struggling to make something that wasn't working work. And so it definitely happens through voice. And the third way it happens is in our dreams. And I love dreams. I think that they're fascinating. I wish that I could always remember them, you know, because I don't always remember my dreams. But I've gone through periods in my life where, and especially when I first started developing this strategy, when I was in that relationship after I was married, you know, to this boyfriend, where I started to really pay attention to my dreams. I kept a journal on my nightstand, and it's something that I recommend to anybody who is really trying to get more in touch with this aspect of themselves. Write your dreams down. They won't always make sense to you, but they will reveal themselves in time. In fact, I just had a dream last night. I find this fascinating. Before I wrote the book Stuck with Mr. Wrong, I actually wrote a screenplay. It's called Stitches. And it was really kind of my first project. And it helped me get over a bad experience. I found my ex-husband outside of another woman's apartment. I had a 3-month-old and a 2-year-old in the back seat of the car at the time. It was a very, very traumatic experience for me. And it completely changed the course of my relationship with him, naturally. Well, I thought I had gotten over it. I didn't really. And so I ended up pouring my heart out into this screenplay. I created a work of fiction out of this event. And what's interesting to me is that after I finished writing it, I decided to kind of publish it in a book. I didn't promote it. It was kind of something that I just wanted to kind of put the finishing touches on. And a part of me was a little bit embarrassed by it because it was so personal to me. But, you know, a few people got wind of it, including a man that I used to work with. And I was so just embarrassed around him, and he wouldn't stop talking to me about it. And it was just awful, awful, awful. Well, I recently just kind of got over that. And I think with, you know, putting my website together and having this new book, I thought it would be a fantastic example for women to see how I kind of, you know, one of the things I do in Stuck with Mr. Wrong is teach women how to write in that third-person perspective, and I did that and thought it would be a great example, so I kind of got over it. Well, last night I had a dream that I was having lunch with this man, and it was a perfectly fine conversation that I had with him in this dream, and I woke up and I thought, isn't that weird? I haven't seen this person in like 2 years, and I realized my dream was telling me something. It was telling me, it's okay now. You can kind of come out of the closet with this thing. It's okay. and so I really believe that dreams speak to you. They really speak to you. They give you messages if you pay attention. But you know what? You know, one of the things that we were going to talk about is that role of self-esteem. It takes a tremendous amount of self-esteem to believe in and take the advice that your intuition is giving you. Especially in a relationship. And getting back to my friend that had the eating disorder, you know, she has sisters and mother telling her, you're crazy, he's a great guy, you know, you're crazy, you don't make enough money to make it on your own. She's Catholic, so she has a lot of that guilt about ending a relationship. She was married once before, so she has a lot of embarrassment about ending a second marriage. So she has, you know, and kids too. So she has all these outside forces telling her, don't end it. But everything in her is telling her to end it. And so she's read my book. I have her commentary on my website. And I'm so flattered by this. I feel good about this because she said to me, Amy, I had my mother and my sister read just 2 pages of your book, and all of a sudden they get it. And they started calling me just to check on me, to see how I am. They're supporting me in my decision to leave. And so that just made me feel really good that, you know, that the information I have in there is helping her and hopefully will help some other women too. But she's finally honoring that intuition and honoring her. Really, when you honor your intuition, you're honoring yourself. It's your higher self. It's your true being.
Absolutely. And when you don't listen to it, it'll keep communicating with you. And if it's communicating through the body, it gets more and more intense, and that can be more and more unpleasant.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, think of people who live with this for 20 years, what it will do to them physically. I have a friend who is a holistic healer. He works with terminally ill patients. He's kind of their last resort. You know, doctors will refer people to him. And, you know, I asked him about this. I said, you know, do you believe that a relationship can make you sick? And he said yes. And, you know, he's told me about a few cases where, you know, the relationship is really the symptom. You know, you're in this relationship that's not working, and you continue to try to fight it out to the point where it harms your body. But the relationship's really a symptom of the person not honoring themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I found in life, whether, you know, it's a job or a relationship, it seems to come out more in relationship, at least with women, that, and I don't mean that as a stereotype, that's just been my experience, that mm-hmm. you get in a relationship and it's so incredibly wonderful and, you know, there's a lot involved, but one of the things that often happens is you don't want to lose the relationship. And so you start unconsciously editing yourself, going into, you know, I think of it as becoming a role mate instead of a soulmate, going into a certain role. And there's certain parts of yourself that fit really well with the person and certain parts that maybe you don't love yourself and you don't think they can love, or maybe they do have a challenge loving it. And pretty soon, you know, you've sort of chipped away these other parts of yourself and they've got to come out through another source. And it can be, as you said, your dreams, you know, your intuition communicating through it, you know, voice in your head and your heart, and certainly through the body. You know, I do body story work, and everybody's full of body stories, or their body is speaking to them and they're not really listening. And so they end up with a chronic symptom that keeps getting worse.
Yeah. Mhm. Absolutely.
Well, I'm excited for your friend.
I know. She's like, you know, walking on air. She's doing well. But, you know, the other thing, too, I want women to know about my book is it's not meant to help you. It's not meant to make you leave a relationship. I'm not about that. I've actually had some other women read it and kind of come to the conclusion that it really isn't him. It's the fact they're not doing enough for themselves.
Yes.
I had one reader tell me that her relationship wasn't that bad, and after reading it, she started, you know, exercising again and doing some things for herself. You know, so this book is really, you know, you come to it with an issue of, am I with the wrong person? Is this relationship not right for me? But, you know, my goal for women in reading it is to come out of it just being more happy with yourself, being more authentically you, being more empowered, and feeling like you are absolutely the star of your own life. You are not put on this earth to take a back seat to anybody. And, you know, you should just go out there and shine and do whatever interests you and love other people and have them love you back, and you should never feel ashamed of who you are. And that's really what this book is about. Yes.
That's perfect. I'm cheering you. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. This is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break. And when we return, we are going to go over the 10 steps to starring in your own life story. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Is today a good day to apply for a job or to ask for that promotion? Well, the Good Timing Guide uses astrology to identify the best times for many daily work activities. It provides easy-to-read color codes for daily access. Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2011 Good Timing Guide and/or her newsletters. Now through April 5th,
Save up to 20% by pre-ordering next year's guide. Have the wind at your back with our best deal all year. To save today, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, pre-order savings for your 2011 Good Timing Guide and or newsletters are only good through April 5th, so act now. Visit askmadeline.com or 877-524-8300.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Ana Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Transformation Talk Radio on...
Welcome back. You're listening to Open to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been talking today with author, speaker, and coach Amy O'Brien. We've been talking with Amy about her book, Stuck with Mr. Wrong, 10 Steps to Starring in Your Own Life Story. Amy, before we continue, could you please tell us about the services you offer and, once again, how the listeners can reach you?
Sure. They can reach me at amybethobrien.com. And I'm currently in the process of building a few speaking topics. So if someone wants to hire me as a speaker, just go to my website and you can find my information on there. And I'm also in the process of building a teleclass. So if you're interested in learning how to be the star in your own life story, just go to my website and download the free chapter that will put you on my mailing list. And I will let you know when that is scheduled. We're shooting for probably sometime in November.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So I'd said we're going to talk about the 10 steps to starring in your own life, but because we're short on time and there's some other questions, I'm going to have to leave that, and hopefully people that are more interested, they can get your book and they can sign up for your teleseminar. And I highly recommend that they do that because your information is wonderful. There's just not enough time to cover it in the show. I wanted to ask you about the role of the antagonist. That was a juicy topic, and I want to hear more about that.
Yes, I love the antagonist. You know, and I use the movie analogy throughout my book and several films. When you think about a movie, you know, inspirational characters in different films wouldn't be who they are without that antagonist. So I love, for example, a simple one, Superman has Lex Luthor. In Star Wars, Luke Skywalker has Darth Vader. So there's always that antagonist. And the purpose of that antagonist...
I think a lot of women have their ex-husband or something.
Well, exactly. Okay, so... But, you know, without that antagonist, the main character in a movie can't grow. They can't develop. And one of the movies that I talk about in my book is The Wizard of Oz. I love The Wizard of Oz. I think we all do. I grew up with it. I'm sure you did too. You know, it was a holiday in my house when that movie came on. And when I was a kid, I just looked at it as this really fun movie of this girl who lands in Oz and there's all the munchkins and all, you know, it's just a fantastic movie. But I came to realize what this film really was about. And when you think about it, Dorothy, this is all her dream. Okay, so the Land of Oz is a big dream, and everything in that dream is symbolic of something in her. So who does she surround herself with? A Tin Man, a Scarecrow, and a Lion. And they all represent her courage, her heart, and her intellect. So she meets these things along the road. And her whole goal is to get home. So she has to travel this long yellow brick road to get home, and who keeps getting in her way? The antagonist, the Wicked Witch of the West. This is the person who keeps trying to stop her from reaching her goal. And she has this pair of ruby slippers on her feet, and those ruby slippers symbolize her personal power. So this Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, says, stay tight inside of them. Their magic mustn't be very powerful. Excuse me, their magic wouldn't be... And magic must be very powerful or she wouldn't want them so badly. I believe that's the line. And what that symbolizes is stay in your power. Do not relinquish it to the person who's trying to take it from you. And Glinda is really her wise guide. And the wise guide is with her along the way. So Dorothy, despite all these obstacles, she makes it to the Emerald City only to find out that this person who's supposed to have all the answers doesn't have them. She has to realize that they're all within herself. And not only that, but she has to destroy the witch. And what she's really destroying is her fear. So she's afraid. She's afraid of coming home to herself. And in the end, she finally does it. I like to compare that to the story of Cinderella, or you could replace it with Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, any of those fairy tales that we grew up with. Because the power of the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy is that she stands up. She goes the distance. She doesn't stop along the way and beg for someone to come and save her, rescue her from her plight, wish for a prince to come along. She actually does the work. She does the inner work, and she destroys the witch, she confronts her fears, and she makes it back home to herself. When you look at a story like Cinderella, and we all grew up, you know, dreaming of, you know, this fairy godmother. I mean, here's a girl who is being abused by her stepmother and wicked stepsisters who are incredibly jealous of her. But she never stands up to them. She goes in her room. She cries. She's met with a fairy godmother who turns her into this princess and sends her to the ball. And then the prince comes looking for her, and the only way he recognizes her is by her shoe size. So the only risk she ever takes is when she runs downstairs to try on the shoe. And so I think that as women, this archetype of the princess is very much in many of our psyches. Even those of us who are professionally successful and have families and in many other ways are very strong in ourselves, I think there's still that little thing that makes us feel like our prince is coming. And it, really, the more empowering and more inspiring character to emulate is Dorothy, because she stands up and she goes the distance and she does what she needs to do and she confronts the antagonist in her life. And I think that we need to do that in our relationships. When we're in an antagonistic relationship, they're here to teach us how to stand up. And that's really what I learned. I was such a passive person. I was the peacekeeper. I was married to my prince. And no matter what he did, I still felt like he was that person. And it wasn't until I stood up and said, you know what? No, this isn't right. And honored myself. I felt like I just grew tremendously from that experience.
Wonderful, wonderful, Amy. I love listening to you speak. I've learned so much from talking with you today. I'm so grateful for having you on the show. We've come to the end already. The time goes too quickly sometimes. Thank you so much for being on the show, Amy.
Thank you, Lynette. I've enjoyed this very much.
So I definitely would like to attract, I don't know about calling it Mr. Right, but I'm ready to be the star of my life, that's for sure. Thank you for inspiring me to add some more focus to being the star of my own life. And thank you so much to all the guests, all the listeners today for tuning into Opening to Ecstasy. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. If you'd like to contact me, it's openlivenow.com. I have a free body story inventory, and you can find out some more about me or connect with me through Twitter or Facebook or read my blog. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, money coach Atim Kavi will help us break free of our patterns around money that keep us in fear and lack. Join me next week for Your Money Does Not Matter, You Do. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.
Good through April 5th, so act now. Visit AskMadeline.com or 877-524-8300.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments. My email is Lynette, L-Y-N-N-E-T, at openingtoecstasy.com. Hardly anyone knows how to spell ecstasy right, so you might have to look it up. I would love to hear from you, and I don't mean that to be insulting when I say no one can spell ecstasy. When I got that address, I didn't know that was the case, and I've challenged people, and so far nobody's gotten it right. My guest today is acclaimed life and business coach, Amy Beth O'Brien. Our topic, star in your life and in your relationship. Before we continue, could you let our listeners know how to contact you, Amy?
Sure. They can go to my website, which is AmyBethOBrien.com. That's Amy with a Y, O'Brien with an E-N. So AmyBethOBrien.com. They can email me at Amy@AmyBethOBrien.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. So what advice do you have for women who feel trapped in a relationship that's not going well? I guess you wouldn't feel trapped if it was going well.
I'm trapped in a fantastic relationship. What do I do? Okay, you know, again, relationships are so complicated. And, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me that question, and I'm so tempted to say, just get up and leave. You know, I mean, I wish it was that easy, but, of course, there's so many emotions involved in finances and friendships, so there's so many things. And that's why I wanted to put what I learned in this book. My process is a little bit unique, in that one of the ways that I freed myself from a relationship that I felt trapped in, I was literally standing in Target one day, and, you know, I was living with a man who, it was kind of like death by a thousand paper cuts, I like to call it, because he annoyed me. And, you know, he was a really good friend of mine for a couple of years, and it kind of threw me. I kind of slowly realized that I was being emotionally manipulated. And, you know, I also realized, you know, this is the relationship I had after my marriage. And I realized when I was married to my ex-husband, I lost my voice. I stayed with him for about 2.5 years, longer than I would have probably if I didn't have small children. And in that time, the way that I learned to keep the peace was to just not speak up. And I realized that I took that into this second relationship. And I'm standing in Target one day, looking at the tabloids as I'm putting my items up on the belt, and I asked myself, what if my life were a movie? If an audience were watching me right now, would they be inspired by me, or would they be completely frustrated? And when I looked at my life, it was like I was standing, like I was sitting in an audience watching my life unfold, and I realized, oh my gosh, I am a frustrating character. And so I made the decision right then and there. From now on, the only way I'm ever going to change the circumstance is when I look inside of me and start asserting myself and honoring what I like and what I don't like and who I am and what I need. You know, he used to say things to me like, you're never going to settle down. And he'd say it to me whenever I expressed an interest, like I wanted to start my own coaching business. He wanted me to stay in my state job, my safe, secure state job. And he would, you know, I finally realized this is crazy. There's a reason why I have these dreams in me. There's a reason why my stomach is upset when I'm around him. And you know what? I'm going to take a risk. And from now on, when he says something to me that doesn't feel right, I'm going to speak up. And from now on, when he, you know, says something to my children that I don't like, I'm going to speak up. And if I want to go see my friends, I'm going to go. And so I started to just kind of develop this strategy, and it worked. I started to become the star in my own life. I stopped playing best supporting actress to him or extra. I love that term, like when you feel like you almost don't matter, you're just background to other people. And when I did that, I finally got up the courage to say, you know what, this isn't working for me. I moved out. I found a great place to live. I applied it to other areas of my life as well. I left the job that was not fulfilling. I found a better job that's more lucrative. It pays me well. It allowed me to work from home. And I attracted better relationships. I used to, you know, kind of hide out. I am a passionate knitter. I love to knit. And I, you know, and of course I love to write as well. I used to be embarrassed by that. I do it in private. I started doing it out in the open. And, you know, it's funny. When you start really being yourself.
Open knitting.
Isn't that funny? Well, you know why? Because I learned to knit from my 85-year-old aunt when I was 9 years old. So, you know, everyone used to kind of poke fun at me because I was the only one in my family that had this thing that I used to like to do. And the only other people doing it back then were old ladies. So I developed this little
sense of humor. He's in a charter school, and his favorite curriculum in school is knitting.
Your son?
Yeah, and he's 11.
That's awesome. So. Yeah, I've actually met a couple of boys that knit. I think it's fantastic. It became kind of trendy. So,
you became an open knitter.
He kind of came out of the closet as a knitter. Yeah. Fantastic. But, you know, this is the thing. I think a lot of us, as women, and I'm sure it's true for some men too, we learn to hide. We learn to be quiet. We want to keep the peace. We want everybody to be happy. We're nurturers. And I think we take that a little bit too far, and we start to become a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit of martyr in us, and, you know, we suppress our true feelings. And I found that when I finally just got really bold and I started to be that inspirational character in my own life, I attracted things that I really wanted in my life. And so that, you know, through my book, I bring women through a 10-step process to hopefully get to that point.
Yeah, I love the way you said being an inspirational character in your own life. I love that. I've in the past made a few decisions that way, and after reading your book, that I'm going to think about that more often. You know, I've thought sometimes before I made a decision, I thought, okay, if I'm 80 years old, looking back on my life as a story, you know, what choice would I make in this moment? But I hadn't thought of it as my life unfolding, you know, as a movie until I had actually, before I read your book, I saw your quiz that's on your site. It's a lovely quiz on to assess your star.
Assess your star power.
Star power. That's what I was, okay. I couldn't remember exactly. I took that. I really enjoyed it. And in that quiz, you talk about you get to be rated as the star, antagonist, supporting actress in your relationship. Could you just say a little bit about each of those roles?
Sure. I use the best supporting actress analogy as the person who is constantly deferring to the other person. So, you know, in a relationship, you know, you're living with a boyfriend or a husband, you're always considering first his opinion. One of the questions that I ask in there is, you know, it's Friday night, he wants to take you out to dinner. He asks you what you're in the mood for. How do you answer that question? A star is going to tell him what she wants because that's what he's asking. He wants to take you where you want to go because he wants to make you happy. A best supporting actress is going to say, I don't know, where do you want to go? Because she's so afraid that she's going to pick something that he doesn't like and he's not going to have a good time. An extra is going to be surprised that he asked because he never does, because they're in that kind of a relationship where she's ignored. And I know a lot of women in that situation. And then the antagonist is the one that isn't going to answer him, and she's going to make him wait to the last minute and, you know, kind of give him an ambivalent response. Maybe I'll go, maybe I won't. So that's kind of how I would describe it.
I love that quiz. It was really fun. I really encourage anyone listening to go to your site and take that test. I enjoyed it, and I just love your responses and the way you categorize things. Not only are you a beautiful writer, but you know, your wittiness and your compassion really come through.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I had fun taking that. And I wasn't completely the star in every question, but I could see that when you are the star, it would help you determine if you're, you know, with someone who's right for you, because some people, you know, would fit with an antagonist and some would want you to be a supporting actress or an extra. You would want to be with the man who would want you to be the star.
Exactly. That is my whole point. You want to be with somebody who lets you be yourself and loves you as yourself. I finally came to that realization. You know, I've had a boyfriend, whoever, that seemed to always be taking from me. You know, it was the what's in it for me person. And then I finally met someone who would ask me, how much more can I do for you? What do you need? And he lets me be a star. I love that. You know, when you can be completely yourself around someone and they love you that way, when you're lying around in sweatpants and they think that you're the sexiest thing on the planet, I mean, that's when you know you're with a good guy.
That would be a nice sign to look for.
Yeah. Oh, please, I have these ratty pajamas. I mean, I would never, like, go to the door in these things. And, you know, Tom, the man that I see, he's like, oh, I love it when you wear those. Like, you, okay.
I haven't heard that yet. I think it's only my dog that loves me that way.
Well, you know.
So I guess I haven't been being the star of my life in the area of relationships, because that's not what I've attracted yet.
Well, I think it's a special man that would actually really like that. So if you don't have that quite like that, that's okay. But it is a nice thing.
So you mentioned a lot in your book about intuition.
Uh-huh.
Oh, actually, we only have a few minutes. I wanted to ask you a little more about that. So we'll have to talk about that when we come back. All right. I really love what you're sharing, Amy. I really appreciate you so much. And I encourage anyone to go to your site. Could you give your information one more time quickly before we go to break?
Sure. AmyBethObrien.com. A-M-Y. O'Brien is with an E-N. So AmyBethObrien.com. The Assess Your Star Power is a on-demand video assessment. So go ahead to the homepage. You'll see it there. And I also offer a free downloadable chapter to my book. That's also right on the homepage.
Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful. I was just playing around with your site, and it's great. Easy to use, too.
Thank you.
I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Radio for Your Body and Soul. When we return, Amy will give you the 10 steps to starring in your own life story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ana Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious.